All right, here's the classroom pledge for the week. It is Mrs. Dunlap's class. She has the third grade class at Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Send us your classroom pledge. We'll feature it here at 7 o'clock for that week. You get a full 5 days, and you can send it in to pledge@jayandkevin.com.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bikini selfies saved a woman's life?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okie dokie, Kevin.
All right, is it just me or does it need to stop? The celebrity deaths. I'm over it.
Yeah, that has been a lot.
I'm over it. Like, just slow down a little bit. They always say it comes in threes or whatever, right?
But holy smokes already.
And then it was like, well, no, that's more than three, guys. Yeah. You need to stop. And when I saw yesterday that John Amos died.
Yeah, from Good Times and Roots.
Good Times, yep. Roots. I don't know. What else is he maybe from? McDowell's?
Right. Right.
He was...
Yeah.
The most brilliant businessman of all time.
From Coming to America. Yeah.
Coming to America. He ran a restaurant.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
With the Golden Archways.
That's right. Genius.
It's not the Golden Arches. They have the Golden Arches. We have the Golden Archways.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was, you know, running a great restaurant in that movie known as the one and only McDowell's.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in so much.
Oh, he
Kevin.
Was such a great actor, too. Yeah. He was one of those guys that could play any... Like, in that movie, in Coming to America, we played the funny role.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, yeah, dude, you are really good. Really, really good at this. And then, I mean, I had to send a message to our buddy Big Ed yesterday because two of his favorite celebrities of all time passed away this week.
So, obviously, Kris Kristofferson. And then I'm guessing Pete Rose?
Absolutely loves. And, yeah, Pete Rose. He followed Pete Rose around. He's done the autographs. He's met Pete. He's got great stories. He said that maybe sometime this week he'd be on with us if we wanted to.
Yeah,
and
we
I was like, yeah, dude, you have great Kris stories. You have great Pete Rose stories. And he's Big Ed. He knows how to tell a story pretty well.
No, I'm with you because I thought that same thing yesterday. I was like, boy, because my wife goes, that's more than three, right? And I was like, yeah, that's like, I don't know, seven? I don't remember.
Yeah, it just feels like they just keep coming. Like, let's slow down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I can't even remember who all of them were now. That's the sad part, right?
Well, you know, you had, well, Dikembe Mutombo.
Right.
Passed away over the weekend. Obviously, Kris Kristofferson. John Ashton from Beverly Hills Cop.
That was the other one, yes.
Yeah. And then John Amos, yeah. I mean, that's just, I think we're missing a couple.
Oh, and, geez, the other one from yesterday, Frank from American Pickers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes.
He died, too.
Yes.
60 years old.
I know. That was
a sad one.
Frank Fritz, yes.
Frank, who he had suffered a stroke a couple years ago.
Yep.
And I don't think ever got back on the show, right?
No.
Mike was just doing the show on his own.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sadly, he passed away, too. I love those guys.
Super likable guy.
Yeah, they are. They were always such a fun duo to watch.
For sure.
And a great concept for a TV show. Yeah, so it was one of those where I just felt like, geez, every time I open up my phone, there's somebody else who I really like who's passed away.
Yeah, we'll take a time out from that for sure. No more of those.
Yeah, let's just stop doing that, okay?
Story number two.
Can we agree we're done? I mean...
Steve, some of those people are a little bit older, but... Were there any of them that stuck out to you as being like the person that like, oh yeah, that's a big deal.
Sort of impactful.
I mean, all of them, I guess, really are. I mean, just in my mind, Pete Rose is a big name.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. He's a baseball legend.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. I mean, but they're all,
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not trying to say that someone's death is less than someone else's.
No, but by age, sometimes.
Yeah, I just meant like to you, was there one that might not like related the most? Where right. It's like, oh, wow.
And that's what I'm saying, that in my mind is kind of the biggest
sure.
name.
Makes perfect sense.
Yep, for sure. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Coming to America?
I've seen most of it.
Why wouldn't you finish that one?
I think I've seen it in like bits and pieces is the thing.
Sure. I mean, you know, 1988, not a big year for you.
No. I mean, how old were you?
In 1988?
Yeah.
-3?
-3,
okay,
that's right.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
He was -3. I recommend you watch it sometime.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty good one that holds up.
No, I know it's a good movie, but I just...
You've been busy.
Yeah, get around to it.
Yeah, I mean, you've been absolutely busy. Like, let's go through your schedule yesterday.
Okay.
How busy? Well, no, I want to know how busy he was.
Why I didn't?
Well,
watch
you
it
picked
yet.
A bad day yesterday because he actually did have some stuff yesterday.
Did he? Well, let's see what he did.
Well, I was here.
Yeah, he did the show.
Doesn't count. Yep. Okay, work. Yep. Work is work, right?
Yep.
Yep. And
time did you leave?
Well, we went out to Delish.
Yep.
Got a little food.
Yep.
You went over to Delish.
Yeah, right. It's like, you know, less than a mile away from here.
Yeah.
It was an adventure. That's an adventure for me.
Yep. That was, we were there. How long were we there? Like maybe 45 minutes or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Did you enjoy a hamburger while you were there?
Heck yeah, we did. What are you, crazy?
Well, I was hoping so.
Man, yeah. We had the double.
Yeah. And some French fries.
Yeah.
And I dipped it in some tartar sauce. You proud of me?
I know. He was so crazy wait, yesterday, Kevin.
Hold on. Whoa.
Yeah,
you've been
nutty.
Here 1 year.
Uh-huh.
1 year.
Not even. No, not even.
And you've gone to lunch with Jay. Baloney.
Is that impressive or not
impressive? Yeah, that's impressive. Man, I've been asking him for years, and he says no.
I've actually...
Slim was here for 14 years, and we would try to get Jay to go to lunch, and no.
No.
Does it make you mad that I've been to lunch with Jay twice?
Well, God, you little brown noser.
Does it make you mad that I paid for it?
Thank you, Jim.
No, that makes me happy.
Okay, actually. Well, obviously, Steve, yes, you're fine. that makes you happy? Well, that's good, Kevin.
Yeah,
there you go.
No, it does.
There
I mean,
go. Yeah. If anybody deserves a free lunch, it's Steve.
It's
sure.
Probably Steve. Yeah, so, okay, yeah. So then you went to Delish and then you got done and you did what?
Well, we came back here and finished the day strong, like we do.
Okay.
Wait, is that not right?
No, I just love that. I love that. Like, it's, you know, the end of the game. Finish strong. Let's go.
Oh, wait. So you went to lunch on company time?
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we were sort of working. It's the kickoff of the Christmas Wish and Delish Hamburgers on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They donate $1 from every sale of a double. So if you buy one of the double, you know, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, then, you know, they donate $1 for everyone they sell on Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the entire month. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so it was the kind of the kickoff to that. And we're like, hey, it's the first Tuesday of October. Let's take advantage of it. So we
I got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm up with the times.
Yeah.
And don't worry, Kevin, because I made up for that time. I stayed a little bit later.
You did. Okay. So you stayed a little late and then you went home. Did you take a nap?
Yeah.
My guy.
But he did not watch Coming to America. The Big 99. Gosh dang it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
This one from Jared. Does Steve have a checkbook?
I do, but I don't really use it.
Yeah, but you do have one.
I do.
Oh. You know where it is?
Yeah.
Of course he does. Kevin, do you have a checkbook?
No.
Okay.
I do not. No.
Kevin James.
How can
I do
you
not.
Function without a checkbook?
was that
a oh, yeah, have man. You, have you seen a calendar?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Let's give it a spin, Kev.
All right. This comes from Danny of the Girl Variety.
Yeah.
D-A-N-I.
Sure.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Hi, guys. I've been sharing a car with my best friend and roommate for about a year. and it's not really going the best. We make equal payments on the vehicle and agreed to get gas when needed. This seemed like the easiest way to do it because, you know, splitting it 50-50, I typically drive more than her, so we just said, fill it up when you, you know, you're driving it. The problem is, it seems like I'm always filling up and paying for it. I constantly start the car, and look, it's empty. Obviously, that's not great, especially when I'm in a hurry to get somewhere. I've asked her repeatedly to make sure to leave a decent amount of gas in the tank, but she keeps leaving me with almost nothing. It's both our car, so it's not like I can just tell her not to drive it anymore. What should I do, Danny?
What do you say, Ben?
I'm with Kevin. I'm scratching my head, but do what you were saying yesterday and use it like, I guess, sarcasm or something. Be a smart aleck about it and just return the favor and give her an empty tank of gas. I don't know.
See, you know, it's funny because I think we got 14 texts that said kind of the same thing Ben's saying. It's like, well, I mean, obviously, the easy solution is leave it empty for her. Like, you just go, oh,
sure.
All right. I mean, I got to get through somehow. Yeah, I got to get through. I'm going to put $2 in because that's about what I'm going to use today. And then turnabout's fair play. My question is, I'm curious if Danny thinks she's doing it on purpose or if she's just that flighty. Like, what do you think? I mean, obviously, you've had the conversation multiple times. So, I mean, do you think, is there any possibility she's just that unaware?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, her idea of an empty tank and Danny's idea of an empty tank may be different.
So I'm trying to think, is there a way?
There is enough gas.
Is there a way to do the, you know, because I know some people have also suggested, well, you do, you know, that. They are saying that in our family, we have the quarter or half tank rule.
Yeah, that's, you know? I was just going to say, Kelly on Facebook said, quarter or half tank rule. If it goes below that, the person driving has to fill it.
But I mean, you're going to run into the same thing, I think. Like either they do or they don't. And if they don't and they continue to not, then what's the point?
Yeah, it's not going to work, right?
And it's obviously, it doesn't seem like it's a money thing where you go, okay. I mean, you could easily just go, hey, man, Venmo me real quick. I'm going to go put gas in the tank. I see you didn't do it again. So I don't know if she's trying to get out of the money part of it. If she's not, which it doesn't sound like that's
the
complaint.
No, I don't think that's it, right?
The complaint is the time and effort. Yeah. So maybe you do the charge for the fill. You're like, okay, look, here's the deal. Apparently, you don't want to or are unwilling to fill the tank. So what I'm going to do every time that it's your turn, I'm going to have you Venmo me $10 because now I have to stop and fill it up or whatever the number is. You know.
Yeah, I kind of like that where you're just like, listen, I'll take on the responsibility of filling it.
Right.
If you take on the responsibility of paying for part of it.
It's the old, you buy, I fly to go get lunch or something.
Absolutely.
So maybe that's what you do. You charge the fee to fill the tank and then you just know that it's always going to be on you because that's the other part. If you're expecting her to do something that she's never going to do, it's kind of on you. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I always tell the kids that. I'm like, well, look, we know so-and-so's how they're going to act. If you're expecting them to act differently, that's 100% on you. Because you already know. You already know they're not reliable. So don't expect them to be.
Hmm. I wonder if she could sell her the car, get a new car.
Which one? Danny sells the car to the other girl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, then, the situation of them both owning the car, I do not understand.
That's a whole nother one,
Amy
Kev.
Says, in my experience, doing anything financial related with a friend never works out in your favor.
That's 100% right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part alone, that's a whole different
and
angle.
I don't know, are they both on the title?
I don't know how that would work.
Or is it someone's car and you're just splitting the payment?
That would be my guess.
Yeah, I don't. I actually don't know how that would work. But
are they? Wait, they're not related, right?
Doesn't sound like it.
No, best friend and roomie.
Yeah, yeah. You, Kevin, that part of the story is all alone its own part
it
of the
is.
Story. Yeah, that usually is not going to end well, because 50-50, as we know, is usually not 50-50.
It's right? not. It's not going to be. Even if you know she's like, I always pay half the payment. Yeah, but there's other stuff that goes into
it. Correct, yeah.
What do you do when there's an oil change? Do you
split
it?
Well, yeah, and insurance and all the... I mean, it's just problematic. But again, so, you know, stuff's expensive, so it's hard to pay for it by yourself. I'm assuming that's why they did it in the first place.
I would think so, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I think I would start the charging for filling thing.
I like that idea, actually.
Yeah.
Just be like, you know what? Let's do it that way for a while. See if it registers with her that maybe she could do a little more.
Or maybe she just is like, great. I'll gladly pay you.
Yeah, I win.
I gladly pay you the $10. I don't ever have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, I'll even pay 18%.
Right. There's a service fee. It's $5 plus an 18% service fee.
Oh, yeah.
And you start, and the convenience fee, you add all the fees in, $48 for me to fill the tank. Enjoy.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You ever heard of Salma Hayek?
I have.
She was in a movie called From Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay.
Where she played Santa Pandemonium? I don't know.
Kevin James.
Right. She played Santa?
She played Santa. Different.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Don't forget to download the app today. Get Coyote Country's app for free. Entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. You know, we did talk about Jelly Roll on Saturday Night Live. And,
yes.
You know, he sang, of course, and we were like, oh, I was hoping he'd be in a skit. Well, it came out today that he was in a skit, but they had to cut it because they were running long and it didn't have time for it.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, because it didn't make sense. I mean, he's there. Obviously, he would have been good for a skit. You could figure out some way to include him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird that they didn't, and now we know why. So it makes more sense. And how about that Mark Few, huh?
Who?
Mark Few?
What did Mark Few do now?
Well, I mean, you saw the award he won, did
Coach
you?
Coach of your Gonzaga Bulldogs. No, what did he win?
Oh, my gosh, Kevin Eugene. I mean, Legend of Coaching Award.
This isn't an award.
The Legend of Coaching Award from the, I think the Wooden Foundation, isn't that right?
Yeah, John Legend R. Wooden, of coaching? Legends of Coaching Award.
Yeah, Legend of Coaching Award, Kel.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah,
Well-deserved.
Oh, yeah, it came out yesterday, and I was like, hey, that guy was in our studio not that long ago.
Boy, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, no, Kevin, it's huge. It's like when you read... What you're, you know, I hate to say the word requirements because it's not really that, but it's just all the things that the coach has to accomplish, and not only success, but, you know, the involvement with charity and community and all the things, you know, and you're like, man, well-deserved, yes, but wow, what an honor.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so congrats to
him.
And
if you're
a
coach and you're mentioned anything with a wooden award,
right,
it's like the ultimate compliment.
Yeah, I was very excited to see that too. Wasn't that like mid afternoon or something, Steve? When did you find out about it?
Well, this morning.
Oh, this morning. Okay, yeah. Because I had just seen something popped up when, you know, because obviously Gonzaga's in the news.
Yeah, I don't miss Gonzaga stuff very often.
No, but you know when you have the announcement of the Pac-12 of changing, you know, you're changing. Oh wow, I'm changing. Oh, this is going to be a big deal. You know, our conference is going to be different now. And, oh, man, that just plops that right on top of it.
Yeah, he's a legend.
By the way, Legend of Coaching Award. Like, guys, we got to spread that out a little bit.
Do you ever watch the Gonzaga Nation little video clips starring Dan Dickow?
I do see some of those, yes.
Former players, whatever.
Yeah, they don't always populate for me in my feed.
Yeah, I don't get them as often as I wanted. And so I kept trying to go to it. Make sure that I was not missing any of that.
Yeah, I need to start liking
because they
stuff.
Are really good.
Yeah,
he does a really good job with mm-hmm. it. Dan Dickow, how old is Danny now? Danny boy,
Like 43.
40. Oh. I was going to say like 44.
Okay,
so we're right. He's in that range, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has 7 children.
He's 46.
46.
I'm trying to remember if it's 7.
I think it is 7.
That might be right.
Now.
Yeah, that might be right.
I don't know. Dan, sometimes I know you listen in the mornings.
Well, he's got nothing else to do in the morning.
Us,
you know that.
Whatever. Yeah, let us know how many kids you have.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yes, two boys, 5 girls.
Two boys, 5 girls. Oh, Dan.
Love you, brother.
Damn. That guy's hair. Have you noticed his hair in those videos?
Well, I mean, yeah, I see his face, so yeah.
It's unreal. Like, I feel like for a while he went away from that hair, and now it's just like this wavy, mm-hmm. sexy celebrity type hair.
Oh, baby.
Dan Dickow. Getting it done. Speaking of getting it done, Ludacris.
Thanks
you ever heard of him?
Okay. Sure.
I like that transition. Luda!
Yeah, you're right, Steve. That was pretty smooth. From Dan Dickow's hair to Ludacris.
Yeah, that was as smooth as Dan Dickow's hair.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Ludacris is on a... Ludacris? No. Eh. Ludacris is on a quest to find the purest drinking water in the world.
What?
So back in August, he hit headlines when he posted a video showing him climbing down a glacier in Alaska.
Okay.
To collect and drink some of the crystal clear water from the glacier.
Wow.
Even though, you know, unpurified water can be potentially bad. He's well, like, sure. There's no way. This stuff is so pure, so good. And he posted a video where he just was like, yeah, this is amazing.
So this is actually his thing. He literally is looking for the most pure water?
Jay.
Wow.
Let me tell you all something. Y'all think this whole glacier water adventure is over? Ha. It's never over. Let me tell you what. I've been doing since I left Alaska, trying to find every water around the world to compare.
Oh, wow.
And he gestures over to bottles of water that he has sourced.
Okay.
From Iceland, Ecuador, Hawaii, Italy, Australia, Canada, and of course, Alaska. He says, I'm taking this mission very seriously. I will not stop until I'm the most hydrated man on earth.
Wow.
It's not a game, y'all. You think it's a game? Ha, huh, it's never a game. He is not stopping until he finds the greatest water in the world.
Interesting, yeah.
What a fun thing to, I mean, you're rich, right? So you're a celebrity, you can travel, you
sure.
can do whatever.
Yeah.
But to travel to all these, first of all, they have to be beautiful places.
Okay, the picture of him standing on the glacier. And he's got like a Letterman's jacket on and some cool looking shoes. He's got,
yeah.
He's not like the guys you usually see standing on a glacier.
Nope.
Where it's like, you know, they've got the fur lined winter coat and, you know, no. Luda's got drip.
He's got some drip.
No water pun intended.
I would like to try the water.
What a great quest.
But what if he finds it? Then is he going to sell it or something? I hope so.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is eventually he's going to say,
Or is it just like, hey, I found the best water and I'm drinking it.
What a great lead into your actual own water, though.
Yes.
Because you can now literally say, you know, you can show pictures of it. I was here and I was there. I was here. I was here. And it turns out he just basically got water out of a tap and put it in a bottle.
I do. Man, there was growing up, we had a... What are they called? A natural spring? Is that what they are?
You like it.
Yeah, they always say that on the water, right? A natural spring.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So out where I worked on the farm, they had like a little, what they called the campground area, where they had turned this beautiful little spot into a place for the family to do camping stuff or picnics,
sure.
stuff like that, you know,
yeah.
for the family. And so, but it had this little tiny natural spring that turned down into a little stream that ran through the camping area. But you could go to the stream and you could see where it was just pouring out. And if you put your jug in there and got it full of water.
Sure.
Oh, man. It was different. It just tastes so good.
Wow. Should we do that where we buy a test kit and just like test some water? Like we test the station's water and we test, you know, we buy a couple of different
bottles.
Like
what's a test kit?
I can't remember what they test for. It's the thing where you just dip it in there, you know, and it's supposed to tell you like, oh, you have, you know, whatever, nitrates and contaminants and, you know.
But no, we should not do this. I don't think we want to know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We're doing the games back and forth, and he's like, you know, and this kid there that's out of Washtenaw, he is a two-sport athlete. Of course, he is quarterback for the Tiger Cats as well, and he's getting some looks from the Division III level there at quarterback.
Kevin James.
He was just saying all these amazing things, and I was like, dang, dude, how did you know all that? He goes, I don't know any of that. I just made it up.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, time to play a little game here. 509-441-0999. We're going to play a little game we like to call What's in Kevin's Pocket. Jeff Dunham is coming back to town.
Bringing
all of his fun stuff with him. So if you want to go see Jeff Dunham, all you got to do is figure out what's in Kevin's pocket. It's going to be an April 26th show. That's one of those things where you can kind of put it on the calendar. It's fun to look forward to for a while.
Yes.
I do like that. I like the, you know what, we're going to come up in April. We're going to go see Jeff Dunham. By the way, these are fifth row tickets, too. So
whoa.
Yeah. just far enough away to not get too involved, but right there where you can see it really nicely. So 509-441-0999, it's time to play. Let's do it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's time to play What's in Kevin's Pocket.
Hey, what's that in your pocket?
What we have in our pocket.
And now give a nice long welcome to the host of What's in Kevin's Pocket, Jay Daniels.
Always appreciate a long welcome. Remember,
you know,
folks,
it's your favorite.
It is. Remember, folks, What's in Kevin's Pocket? It could be bigger than your pocket?
It could be. In fact, I will tell you, this item is bigger than my pocket.
Wow, what a...
I've kind of tried to stuff it in there, but it's not working
great.
What
a great hint right off the bat.
Because it's about 18 inches tall.
Whoa!
Or 18 inches high, whatever you want to say.
Sure, yeah.
18 inches. That doesn't fit in a pocket.
No, not in any pockets I'm aware of. 509-441-0999. You can ask a yes-no question, and then you can get a guess. We'll start with Kevin on the phone. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Kevin, it's a large...
I'm ready to go to Jeff Dunham.
Well, let's find out if you're going to be able to win these tickets. You can ask a yes-no question. Does he get two because he's first?
Oh, sure.
Okay. You'll get two. You've already been given a clue that it's 18 inches long. What's your first yes-no question, Kevin?
Is it paperback?
Is it
what?
Paperback?
No, it is not. No.
Not paperback. Is it thin?
Is it thin, Kevin?
No, it is not. It's a little more three-dimensional.
Oh. Is it a tablet?
No, it is not.
Whoa, what a great guess, though. Wow, that was really well played, Kev. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 509-441-0999. Hey, you know what? Every Kevin we've ever talked to is just an amazing human.
They really are.
Kelsey? 509-441-0999. Oh, Kelsey, can you turn your radio down for me?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. All right, Kelsey, you can ask a yes-no question, and then you can get a guess. What's in Kevin's pocket?
Does it hold liquid?
Gosh, that's another good guess.
Hold liquid? No, it does not.
Okay.
No.
What do you think it might be? I'm sorry?
Oh, I was asking my crew back there. They got nothing.
Oh, yeah. That's always the way it is, Kelsey. You know, you're like, oh, gosh, you should call. And then you call and they get nothing. Just no help whatsoever. No. Yeah.
Is it a book?
Book, Kev?
It is not. Nope.
Kelsey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 509-441-0999. Again, it's not paperbacked or thin. And it does not hold liquid.
Yeah.
It's 18 inches long.
And more three-dimensional.
And more of a three-dimensional, yeah. All right, Sarah, we're up to you.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry, I'm dropping my kids off at school.
No, you're good. Life gets in the way sometimes. This is what happens, yeah. What do you think? You got a yes-no question handy for us?
Is it a tool?
A tool?
It's a great... Great.
Oh, no, it is not.
That's a great question, though. Kevin, are you a tool?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. Do I get another question or?
No, now you got to guess.
You got to guess.
Yeah, you got to guess. Sorry.
Three-dimensional.
Jeff Dunham tickets up for grabs.
Yeah.
A dog toy?
Ooh, dog toy.
Oh, wow. What a guess.
Yeah, it's a great one.
This is not it.
Not it. Okay, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Have a great day. Probably will now that the kids are dropped off to school. I mean, that can be stressful. Tracy?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for us? You got a yes-no question, and you make a guess.
Wow. 18 inches long. I'm trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's see. Could it be, is it, wow. I'm trying to figure that one out.
Okay. You know what? Hold on for a second. Let me get your thoughts together. We'll come back to you. Well, we won't come back to that person. They're going to get it done. 509-441-0999. We're back over here to Darren. Oh, wait a minute. That's my bad. Let me switch lines.
I bet you Jeff Dunham's had
Angel?
One in his pocket, too.
Yes.
You think Jeff Dunham has had something like this in his pocket?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a big hint. Angel, yes, no question, then a guess, please.
Is it something you use daily?
No. Okay.
Damn it, I was going to guess a hairbrush.
An 18-inch hairbrush? That'd be something.
She seemed mad. Jen?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
You can ask a yes, no question, and then a guess. Kevin, can I ask a question, Jen? Do you mind if I jump in?
No, go.
Is it plastic?
I think so. I think maybe made of wood and plastic. I'm not exactly 100% sure how they make them.
Mm. And it's not something you'd use every day.
No, no, no. I wouldn't. Jeff Dunham might.
Oh. Okay. Jen, I don't know if that helped you or sent you on a wild goose chase now. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Now I'm really confused.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know what? Stick with your original thought and we'll see. Maybe it pans out.
Well, it won't because you can't eat wood.
as you were asking if it's edible. You can't eat wood. Well, I mean, unless you're like, you know,
a beaver,
right, or a termite.
Is Kevin a beaver?
Kevin,
I do not have a beaver in my pocket. But thanks for asking.
Okay, Jen, thank you.
Bye. What the heck just
happened? I don't know.
I mean, she's not wrong on all of the things.
She's not at all.
Jackson.
Howdy.
Help us out here. You got a yes, no question, then maybe a guess?
Okay. Well, that last one kind of answered my yes, no. I was going to ask if it was food, but...
Not food, okay.
Is it some sort of toiletry?
Okay, that's a good one.
No, nope, not a toiletry at all.
All right. You want to take a guess?
Okay.
It's more of a doll.
Oh. I don't know. Is it more... Do you have a drumstick in your pocket for some reason?
You know what? That's a good guess, though.
I have before, but not today.
All right, Jackson, thank you. I kind of feel like a dummy. Am I being a dummy?
You are being a dummy.
Okay. I was just checking. Hi, Heather.
Jeff Dunham.
Hi.
Jeff Dunham tickets at stake here for you.
Is it a voodoo doll?
Kevin? I mean, it's not, right?
It's not a voodoo doll.
No. Dang it. I mean... Heather's picking up on a little bit of what we're laying down here.
She is. Yeah. She's so close. She's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
But.
Is it Kyle?
How weird would that be if you went to Jeff Dunham's show and he did voodoo on people?
That would be different. Kyle, you want to ask a yes, no question? Have you picked up on any clues? What do you got going for us today?
I think I just want to guess.
Let's see how you do.
Is it a puppet?
It is a puppet.
A puppet!
Yes. I got a puppet in my pocket.
Is that a puppet in your
pocket? I got a puppet in my pocket. 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 Got a puppet in my pocket.
Kyle, you're going to the show, okay?
Perfect.
Hold on for a second.
What?
Guys.